Blog Talk Radio.
Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world,
bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
That I am, but there's things going on that make me mad to the core. I gotta work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the streets, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, then some panty waste judge lets a drug dealer go, slaps him on his wrist, and he turns him back out on the town. If I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up high and let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book said, so I know it's the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Better watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Yeah, I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will. I don't want to have to fight you, but I darn sure will. So if you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on by. As far as I'm concerned, there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. And I got a way to put an end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp, put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Yeah, the good book says, so I know it's true. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man.
Hello.
I'm doing good. I'm doing pretty good. What about you, Russell?
I'm doing good, brothers. I'm doing good. Just trying to set back up on enough popcorn to get through all this shit, man. I don't know.
I'll be a big popcorn.
I may have to have you make a run for me there, Virgil. Bring me a 40-foot box.
Yeah, bring you a 40-foot box full of Orville Redenbacher, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm telling you, it's you know, first of all, I'm gonna say, you know, to whoever's listening out there, whoever has, you know, family interest over in Israel or whatever, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to probably get in some trouble for it. The United States, Joseph, turn that fan off.
There we go.
Go ahead, Virgil.
Okay. The United States owes Israel a hell of an apology, because we could have, in 1979, November 4th, 1979, when these fanatical, unspooled psychopaths overran the American embassy in Tehran and held Americans hostage for 444 days. Then, today being the 40th anniversary of my hell on earth, the bombing of the barracks in Beirut. And both of these things were perpetrated and planned and financed by Iran. And ever since then, we have let these people, these savages, just do what they want, bully us, and just take advantage of us each and every day for years. And it needs to stop. It needs to stop, America. It needs to stop. Right now, Tehran needs to be turned into a parking lot. Bombs need to start falling, and they need to keep falling until all 222 hostages that those savages are holding are released.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need them because they are the third largest oil producer in the world. The United States does not need them. Russia and China do. Some other countries do. But we don't need them. I mean, when are we, as Americans, going to stand up and refuse to accept the status quo of a negotiated peace, appeasement, paying extortion and blackmail money to this country,
mm-hmm.
to this terrorist nation? We know where the problem is. If you have a drain pipe going to your drainage system or sewage system that's clogged up, Do you take the toilets out of your house? Do you just rip the plumbing out from up under your house? No. You fix the problem. And this is a problem that has been needing to be fixed for over 40 years. What is that background noise?
It's not me, so I got everything off here.
So, I mean, America, this is it. I mean, this is it. This is not going to go away. This is going to escalate unless you put a stop to it right now. Until you cut the head off of the snake, cut the snake's head off, it's going to escalate.
That's right.
Appeasement and backing down and this pussification ain't going to get it no more. These people need to be dealt with, and they need to be dealt with severely. The hell with the rest of the world, the hell with what the rest of the world thinks of us.
Exactly.
We need to finally take the bull by the horns. We need to finally take the bull by the horns and bomb these cocksuckers back into the fucking Stone Age. They're already savages anyway. They'll fit in. They'll fit right in.
Exactly. Well, here's where it needs to start. I'm glad you brought that up, because I was going to bring it up. And here's where it needs to start. One, pull it the hell out of NATO, kick out the UN, take on the World Economic Forum, those Nazis up there in Sweden. Start there. That port needs to start. Get rid of them first.
Okay, well, hey, well.
Do you agree?
Well, yes and no, okay? We've got bigger fucking problems in the UN right now, okay? We got way bigger problems in the fucking UN. We've got, across the nation, these indoctrinated college and their left-wing professors fucking holding big rallies, riots, protests, Palestinian, pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas. We had a member of the U.S. House of Representatives. Yes, the poster child for fucking goats. Police. And there was a Hamas insurrection in the rotunda of the Capitol building. Now, I don't know where the FBI was on this one, but that bitch is still walking around free, and she was leading it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
All right, so you got that. You got that. We're down to 17 days on the strategic reserve. They've got us, Democrats, Republicans alike, have got us fucking buried in Ukraine. It's just turned into a money pit. Nobody knows where the money's going. There is no oversight. You know, now you got Israel stuff going on. And let me tell you, what happens to any major power when you try to fight a war on Rick's front? Okay? And now we got a possible third one because China's eyeing Taiwan. Putin and Xi had a big meeting today. They're all buddy-buddy hanging out. We've got American troops in the Hamas tunnels right now. North Korean weapons have been found in the Gaza Strip. Two Iranian missiles were shot down over Israel. We've got two generations of indoctrinated fucking beta males that don't know which motherfucking bathroom to use. And we've got approximately half a million South American regular army troops right here in the good old USA that walked across the border along with Hamas and everybody else. And let me tell you, when that green light hit, y'all do not know what chaos is. Y'all have no idea what chaos is. But let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, y'all going to have a front row seat. And it's going to be very ugly. Very, very fucking ugly. Hamas,
well, Russell,
animal.
Go ahead.
Hamas is fucking barbaric animal. They butchered, severed the limbs, cut the heads of children. And we have a United States congresswoman leading an insurrection in the Capitol Rotunda, fucking a Hamas insurrection. We got schools all over the country pro-Hamas. Ladies and gentlemen, we got way bigger problems than what the fuck's going on over there. You know what they're going to do? Two fronts, maybe a third front. Our economy's going to collapse, and those motherfuckers are going to walk right in here.
Well, brother, I'm going to tell you something. I offered an apology, but I got to offer congratulations at the same time. And this goes back. I don't know, somebody got a fan on. They got some serious background noise.
I got everything turned off on my end, so I don't know where it's coming from.
But,
go ahead, brother.
Here's where the congratulations comes in. It goes all the way back to Stalin, Nikita Khrushchev, Leonid Brezhnev, and this goes back to when they said We will conquer you without firing a shot. We will destroy you from within. Well, I'll be goddamn if they didn't do it. They have done it. They have totally moved morality out of the United States. They have just turned this entire generations, like Russell said, upside down on their head. Don't know which bathroom to use, get offended at everything, got to have safe spaces, coloring books, and pizzas to get by today.
And pronoun, and
all of this shit. And, I mean, they did it. They did. The damage is done. The damage is done, people. And, you know, I don't know how Russell... You know, I'm not going to speak for my brother. He's got a mind and a mouth of his own. But, you know, I'm 60 years old, and I'm not in the best shape that I used to be in. But I just got the feeling, I'm just getting a steady feeling now, brother, as to what the fuck have I got to lose anymore if I'm in a no-win situation?
Right.
So, I mean, you know, you can hang your hat on and you can bet the farm, go to Vegas, and bet against on whatever odds of Trump getting back in the White House, yada, 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 d. Okay. Too much damage has been done. Jesus Christ himself would play hell fixing all this in 4 years. Okay. And now you have, we all know who did it. You have the president of the Jewish Synagogue League stabbed to death in at her front door in her home in Michigan. Okay, what's the major population in Detroit, Michigan now?
And to add to that, Virgil, Minneapolis, Minnesota, a candidate for the city council there led a big pro-class rally.
We had a synagogue here in Albuquerque that had a bomb threat yesterday. And protesting and stuff going on here.
I think what Bert is trying to say, and I concur with him, that the indoctrination has worked so well. And when we say indoctrination, we're not just talking about the schools. We're not just talking about college. We're talking about the media being in lockstep with the government, getting the news, the story they want you to hear. The news is no longer two-sided. You have a uniparty in Washington, D.C., and of us who truly remember what growing up in freedom was like, we're getting a little long in the tooth. And I'm with Virgil, you know. You know what? I'm going to fucking, when the time comes, I'm going to stack my ass. Because, like Virgil said, what the hell we got to look forward to? All this coming down. And, of course, these kids have been brainwashed doomed, either global warming or capitalism or fascism, everything got in them. They're a bunch of little fucking cowards that want to be gangsters. You know, it's just people don't truly realize how fucked we are. And I agree with Virgil. There is no one man that can come back and fix what's been done in 4 years. If we ever make it back from here, and I have some doubts on that. I haven't lost hope, but I have some doubts on that. If we do, it's going to be a long, ugly process. And we definitely will not be a superpower. I'd be surprised if the country even stays a whole 50 states. Because what's down the pike is very ugly. And a prime example of this is the 20 fucking rhinos in the House of Representatives that absolutely refused to vote for Jim Jordan. Now, America wants Jim. All I've seen is, yeah. Like, Jim got his problems, like all good stuff like that. At least they've been okay. But both of them would talk about what a wonderful job McCarthy would do. So, you throw that in there, but these 20 Republicans, and if they're one of your Republicans, you need to primary that motherfucker. Because they're saying they can't go all the way, make America great again. We can't go mega. Well, if you're not about America first, you need to get the motherfucker out of D.C. And you idiots that reelected him need to kick his ass out of office.
Well, I'm going to tell you this, brother. I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm going to need bail money if I run up on Clay Higgins. I'm going to need bail money. Because I'm going to crack that fucker right in his fucking jaw. I never in my life would have thought that Clay Higgins would have turned tail and run from this vote. After all the shit he has talked. But he did. He did. And it's all coming down to this, ladies and gentlemen. It all comes down to this. They don't want rebels. They don't want individuals who know right from wrong. The industrial military complex wants do as we say, not as we do, people telling you what to do, selling you, do as we say, not as we do. That's what they want. They want minions. They want minions. They want control. Okay? This is where this is all coming from. Now, as far as Jim Jordan's concerned, I trust him about as far as I can throw him, but he's the lesser of most evils. Okay? Today I watched that sorry-ass son of a bitch, Cory Booker, and Da Nang Dave get up there and talk about how, oh, they sympathize with Israel. Oh, they feel so sorry about what's going on for Israel. Then why did they go along with Obama Nation when this damn Iran nuclear deal went through? Why did they send pallets of cash that they confiscated during the Iran hostage crisis from the Ayatollah Khomeini, why did they ship it back to them? Why did they pay $6 billion ransom to get people back that we ain't even got back yet? Okay?
Right.
You know, and people don't see this. They don't remember. Today is the 40th anniversary of the Beirut bombing at the Marine Barracks. Not one word on the news. No flags at half-mast, but I'm used to it. I'm used to it. Because we forget. You know, Russell, they took history, they took American history out of the schools. Okay? And this is the reason why. Because if you teach American history, you have to teach the mistakes that America has made from day one. Okay? Mm-hmm. And if you don't teach those mistakes, you can keep making them over and over and over again because they seem like new mistakes. These are not new mistakes, ladies and gentlemen. These are old mistakes being repeated. Repeated. Appeasement, apology, compromise, negotiated peace. None of this shit has worked in the past, and it's not going to work now. Start dropping the bombs. Start dropping the bombs on Tehran. Turn the country into a parking lot. Put them back in the Stone Age, and you will watch this shit fizzle to an end.
Mm-hmm.
Plain and simple.
But it's not. They don't like anything about it.
Well, I agree with that, too. I mean, you know, but, I mean, you have people in our government referring to Palestine as a country. Oh, the Palestinian this, oh, the Palestinian that. Ladies and gentlemen, there is not a Palestine, country of Palestine. Look at a fucking map. All right? It's all one big fucking lie to keep the Middle East in turmoil.
That is right.
They don't want this shit to stop. They don't want any of it to stop. The industrial military complex is making money hand over fist right now. We have a mutual friend that works for a ammo manufacturing company. They're filling 10 million round orders right now. The industrial military complex is making a killing. The elite are getting richer, and they're helping with the depopulation. You know? You just don't understand. Here's one for you guys. Tyson. Everybody knows Tyson, big chicken outfit, Tyson this, Tyson that. They just invested in insects.
Well,
what's Bill Gates pushing? You need to eat insects and lab-grown meat.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, Russell. It's.
I know that sounds far-fetched, ladies and gentlemen. You're going no fucking way, ladies and gentlemen. For those of you who are sitting there that are along our age group and stuff like that, think back to how life was when you were in high school. All right? Now, look at what we got today. And you can't tell me you don't see the stark differences, the lack of freedom, the constant monitoring, double taxing, federal government taxes you, the state government taxes you. And then if you do get lucky enough to retire, the money that was taken from you through taxes to put in your Social Security, they want to tax you on that again. That, ladies and gentlemen, and nobody wants, just like Virgil was saying a while ago, nobody wants to open their eyes and see it. And if they do see it, why the fuck aren't you as mad as I am? Somebody explain that.
All right.
Well, you reiterated, I've said that Palestine, the only thing that exists to Palestine is a flag and a chair at the UN that's occupied by a son of a bitch that barely has enough gas money at the end of the week to go pick up his check. Okay? That's all that's left of Palestine. Palestinians have been the problem child in that region forever. They were kicked out of Jordan. They were kicked out of Syria. We helped them we they sent us in to back off the Israelis to get them out of Lebanon, which we shouldn't have done, which we shouldn't have gotten involved in that, but we didn't realize what we were doing back then, okay? And Yasser Arafat and all of his shit and this Iranians with their shit and everything else, and every leader, including Ronald Reagan, I'm not going to leave that son of a bitch out of this at all. That son of a bitch had a chance to correct this goddamn problem, and what did he do? Oh, Iran-Contra, trading missile components for hostages and all of this kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these so-called leaders, they get up in front of the TVs and these microphones and they talk tough and this, that, and the other. And when they get behind the damn curtains or in a locked office, they're sitting around with these goddamn people and giving them hand jobs.
Yep.
You know, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. We're working. We're just playing to the crowd. We're just playing. You know, don't pay any attention to what we say. We're just playing to the crowd.
And this is happening. And then today, this very day over in Israel, a bunch of senators went over there to show their support or whatever. They're sitting in there doing a press conference, all right, Israeli press, stuff like that. And Lindsey, yes, I'm still too afraid to come out of the closet, Graham, had the microphone, was running his cock holster. And one of the Israeli reporters asked him about to leave in the Hamas insurrection at the Capitol. And Mr. Graham, I believe in freedom and freedom of speech, tried to have an Israeli reporter thrown out of an Israeli media event.
That's right.
So I asked him that question. Because they didn't talk about that shit.
It doesn't surprise me one bit. I watched that same press conference too. It was Cory Booker and Dan up there. You know, I was in Vietnam and all of this shit here during the Kavanaugh hearings and all of this shit here. And Cory Booker T, that showboat race pimp son of a bitch. And it was just, I mean, people, you know, I mean, if you actually believe these people, if you actually trust these people, let me tell you what, I have got some oceanfront property in Arkansas for sale real cheap on the beach. You know, just I'll send you the information. You can PayPal me, whatever. And I guarantee you it'll be real cheap property, and you can develop on it and double your money. You know, you can turn yourself into a multimillionaire within a week. Okay, if you believe them. Okay.
Right.
Why not?
That's
you know,
they
I mean, this is, you don't believe when these televangelists get on TV. You know, you throw up the flag and blow the whistle and call bullshit when they tell you if you donate money to them, send them $100, they'll send you a ticket to heaven.
Yep.
You know, but you believe these son of a bitches because, oh, well, people voted for them. You know, they must be straight up because people voted for them. They're senators.
Yep.
They're congressmen, you know. And I mean, you know, I'm not saying that everyone needs to just pick up, pack up, go to Washington and overthrow the government. No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is this. That would be stupid. What you do is you overthrow the governments in your state. Take over your states, state by state by state by state. Then it turns in to a case of mind over matter. And you turn to Washington, flip your finger, and says, you know, you don't matter, so we're not going to mind what you say. So fuck y'all. And
right.
Then you end it. You end their power. You end their power.
But here's the thing with that. Can I add to it? To them, we don't matter. They don't give a shit about us, so why should we give a shit
no.
about them?
No. We don't matter. We don't matter unless we're the United Auto Workers Union or the Actors Union and all of these people here, you know, that they control, that are all behind these liberal Democrat parties. You know, we're for the workers. Yeah, okay, the workers. How many times have you heard about the workers? But the workers got the worst housing. They got more bills than what they can pay. And they have nothing. They have nothing. Workers, you know, salary. If you're working for salary, let me tell you some people out there, and I don't mean to be disrespectful to you, and I don't mean to degrade you, but you know what salary means? Salary, if you work for a salary, that means let us pay you what we want to pay you. And let's kill your vision of the American dream.
Right.
That's what salary is.
And here's the part that I heard is that they are going for cheap labor. They're going to probably get rid of a lot of them and hire these illegals, from what I heard.
Oh, of course. Of course they are. Of course they are. I guarantee you right now, if you are a union member of any union organization, you better take what money you got and you better start going to Academy Sports and a Walmart and a Target in the camping section and buy you a bunch of tents, because that's what you're going to be living in if you don't stand up and stop this bullshit.
Yep.
If you don't stand up and stop this bullshit. Okay.
And it's still got thousands more pouring in over here, too.
Because why do you think they're raising these mortgage rates on these houses and valuing these houses so high and things like this? They're setting you up. They're setting you up for the fall, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to take every fucking thing you got, and they're going to give it to these other son of a bitches. And it's all going to be done under the title for what, Russell? The greater good. We're going to build back better.
For equity.
Oh, they're getting that, Virgil. New York, Chicago, they're leaving people out of their homes, out of nursing homes and stuff. So
That is why I don't care if you put Jesus Christ on a presidential ballot. Joe Biden is going to get reelected, and I'm going to tell you why. Because he is the perfect front man. He's the perfect stooge. He is the golden goose. And you don't kill and serve the golden goose at Christmas dinner. Okay? If it comes down to beans out the can or the golden goose for Christmas dinner, you're going to have beans in the can with these people. Guarantee. They're not going to let it go. They're going to ride this. They're going to milk that cow on all four tits for as long as they can. And when all of this terrorist attack starts in the United States and everything else starts right at the election time, I'm going to call it about August, September, October of next year, okay, right then and there. Oh, we got to shut everything down. We got to shut everything down. We can't have an election. We can't have groups of people going into polling places and whatever. It's too much of a soft target. We don't have the people to protect you. It's being done for your own good.
We don't have the funds.
Trust. It's not going to be trust the science anymore. It's going to be trust the security. That's what it's going
to
be.
Trust the government. We're here to help you. We're here to save you.
Yep. Just like the bumper sticker says on my refrigerator in my shop, my gun shop. If you feel the need to ask anyone if you can trust your government, go to any reservation and ask the Indians.
Yep.
They'll tell you. They'll tell you.
Yeah,
bad
yeah,
part
yeah.
about that is
what we're saying. What we're saying to the majority is going in one ear and out the other. But
yep.
we're going to say it anyway, because we might catch one or two people that might wake up, and that's worth the effort. Okay.
Yep.
But it's we're past life support. We're past life support. You know, we're down to administering the last rites. We've got the priest administering the last rites to America,
yep.
ladies and gentlemen, right now. So what have you
yep.
got to lose? What have you got to lose, ladies and gentlemen, that you haven't lost already? What can they do to you that they have not done already?
How much more are you going to take of it?
But I don't want to lose my job, and I can't go to jail, and
yeah.
you know, I mean, I don't want to lose my children, and you know, and you already lost your children. You're already
yeah.
in prison, and your job. Well. It's not a job anymore. It's slavery.
Slave. Yep.
So what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
In the
fifth absolutely grade. Fucking nothing.
Right.
In the
I'm like Russell Russell.
In the
I'm
fifth
at the point where... Go ahead, Russell. I'm sorry.
What was I going to say? It, and what you have to understand, people, this system was developed to keep you in perpetual debt.
Mm-hmm.
These people don't want you debt-free. They don't want you making enough money to pay for what you, to be able to pay for what you want. Without getting a loan. If we stop sending money to countries that hate us and we started doing for the American people what we should be doing, this fucking place would be a utopia again.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes,
because
Russell. You are exactly right.
Manufacturing jobs would be back. All right? Manufacturing jobs would be back. Like, do you know that, like, 70% of our medicines are manufactured in China? If we go to war with China, how many people take medication every day? What's going to happen when that shit ain't on the shelves?
Right.
You know, if something bad were to happen, some kind of major emergency, whatever, with supply chain as strained as it is and the store shelves in the shape that they're in, I doubt if you'd have 3 days of food on the shelves anymore. That shit will be gone in 4 hours. All right?
Exactly.
You're not gonna have any money. Because the American dollar is going to be fucking worthless. And you've got to understand, ladies and gentlemen. And you know, actually, I think most of y'all, well, I'm not going to put it, let me rephrase that. I think the majority of this country is scared of freedom. scared to fucking death of freedom. You want to know why? Because freedom requires self-responsibility. You have to feed yourself. You have to feed your family. There's not going to be any chips or dips or whatever all these fucking programs are that are straight up bullshit. Because you got some girl running around somewhere with 9 children and 7 different baby daddies, and none of them got a job. They're all living off of us, and we're paying this chick thousands of dollars a month in child support for these guys who ain't doing it. This system is so fucking rigged to bring you and I down that it's staggering, ladies and gentlemen. They want to eliminate us, the working middle class. Alright? We are the biggest thorn in the side that they have. So according to them, we want too big a piece of the pie. So what do? You open the southern border up and you bring in a new labor force. And I don't think I'm far off.
Then you poison the fish pod. You do that, you know, little by little, what they are doing.
You know, You know, we're completely fucked here in Texas and Louisiana. You know, you can't turn a corner without fucking running. I mean, shit, I'm starting to feel like half the people in the damn state of Texas don't speak English anymore.
Right?
Oh, brother, jump your ass in one of these 18-wheelers and go across the country with it. Buddy, you ain't seen shit. You ain't seen nothing. You go to some of these truck stops, and, you know, you just sit there and shake your head at one of these people that go into the McDonald's or the Chuck E. Chicken or whatever and try to order tenders or six-piece McNugget. They have to have a damn interpreter with them. You know? I mean, it's... It's
do that 10 people calling out the cab.
Well, I tell you what, honestly, I swear on my dead daddy's grave. I watched this truck driver pull up to a fuel island at a Love's.
Mm-hmm.
He gets out, and he doesn't fuel his truck up. He parks it there, which is a big no-no in the trucker world. Okay. Then, out of the driver's side door, comes out this woman with a burqa on. Oh, boy. This is going to get interesting.
Right. Oh, I've seen that quite a few times.
Then, out of a Freightliner sleeper truck, brother, 4 children get out of the truck, and they go inside the store to get something to eat, blocking the fuel aisle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And this is happening all over the country all the time. And it's just, you know, I talk to drivers all the time. We get together at these terminals and these places where we have to load and, you know, and we talk about this all the time, and we're just ready to get out of it. Those of us that have been in the game for 10 years or better, you know, we're just ready to get out of it. I mean, it's not worth it anymore. It's not worth it. And
no, they're killing the fishing industry little by little.
Well, it's not only that. But if you would see some of this shoddy equipment that's getting neglected, and I'm talking about chemical trailers. That's why I told Sue Russell he needs to get him a mop suit. You know, for down there in Houston around all them plants, because something's going to blow one day. Something's going to blow. And this, you just would not believe the poorly maintained and neglected equipment that is running up down this road. And the state troopers at the scales and DOT, whatever, the scales are closed half the time because states don't have the money to pay them to go on. And even when they do get pulled over and they get audited, you know, they just write them a citation and just let them go. You know, they don't put the truck out of service. They just write them a citation and let them go. Well, the company will pay it. And I mean, let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen of America. If you would see what I see driving these big trucks up and down these highways nowadays, you would take the back roads. We just had on I-55, right there above New Orleans, we just had a major collision that's going to shut the I-55 down for 2 days. Two people got killed. Multiple fires, 18-wheelers. I mean, it's a mess. It's a mess.
They had one yesterday at I-40 going towards Hobbs that shut down with a trucker smacked into a car. Closed the freeway down for an entire day yesterday.
You are getting inexperienced drivers forced out of the industry for inexperienced cheap labor, and it's putting your life in danger. And this is all tied in together in a thing called the industrial military complex and the New World Order and Build Back Better, and it's being done for the good of all and the greater good and all of this kind of stuff here. Ladies and gentlemen, you better wake up, you better look and listen and act. Because you don't have much time left. You really have no time left. It's gone way past its bedtime. So you better get off your ass and do something. We can't do it alone. Me and Russell and William and a handful of 100 people, you know, even if we got 100 people, we can't do this by ourselves. Teamwork. It's got to have teamwork. Get the chips off your shoulder. Stop worshiping materialistic things and start looking at the big picture, ladies and gentlemen. Because we got to do something.
Well, Russell, I don't know. I think go ahead, Russell. We got a little bit of time left. Go ahead, brother.
The way things are looking, watching everything that's going on, you can't argue that Virgil hasn't made a valid point with that. These idiots are letting them be drawn, themselves be drawn in three different directions. Morale at its lowest point, military since God knows when. Probably since August. Let's just be honest. Our army has been emasculated, okay? The army has always been kind of used for guinea pigs, but they've completely lost it with all this gay and trans and shit like that, man. There's no way I would ever put a uniform back on, especially a Marine Corps uniform right now, because I tell you what, this thing they call the United States Marine Corps now is a fucking joke. And that's my opinion. If it pisses you off, be pissed off.
Yep.
Well, brother, I tell you what. I saw videos of Marines in Israel, and, you know, it looks impressive, you know, but looks, you know, anybody, you know, looks, okay? Rifle, rucksack, you know, uniform, everything else. But if you're not going to send your people in to just go in and tear ass, why even bother? Why even bother if you're going to tie one hand around their balls and then say, okay, you got to play fair? You know, I mean, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. And throughout that whole, all them videos I watched, not one motherfucker was carrying a box of crayons with him. How in the fuck do you go into a hot LZ without crayons?
Right.
Exactly, right. Exactly. Nary one, man. And, I mean, it's just ridiculous, man. And I just, you know, ladies and gentlemen, it gets kind of frustrating watching all this happen. And most of the time, you look at the people around you, and you know they're absolutely fucking clueless. You know, and it's just kind of all hit them as one big surprise. Like, oh golly, gee willikers, you know, I wasn't expecting that.
Right.
You know. It's ridiculous, you know, and I'm not talking about young people now. I'm talking about people in their mid-30s, 40s, and stuff like that. I mean, you know, you got 40-year-old men who can't get off their fucking phone. You know, just sitting there going, dude, what is your fucking problem, man? You know, it's just... I don't even know anymore, man. Everybody's so hooked into the Matrix that... You know, Virgil, Joseph, I think they're just going to fucking, I think they're going to come and say, okay, well, you know, financial system, but we've got this fixed, and we took in the security steps to make sure that nothing like this ever happens again. But,
right.
You know, make sure, but to make sure we set it up this way, and all you need to do is get this little biochip, you know. Go under your skin, you'll never know it's there, and you can pay for everything, and da-da-da, and people are going to go, oh, okay, you know? And
well, you know, Russell?
I don't even think they're going to realize what the fuck they're doing.
You know what, Russell?
Right.
I'm glad you brought that up, because that just rang a bell. That just put a light over my head, you know, with them 40-year-old phones and everything else. You want to know how Biden's going to get reelected? You want to know? And this just came to mind. All of these phone tests that the government are doing and this, that, and the other. You watch. Watch next year. Dominion is going to come out with an app that you're going to go on Google Play Store and download on your phone. And you won't even have to leave your home or office. You can vote for president, whoever you want for president, on your phone. No questions asked.
Right.
I'll bet you dollars against pesos that's what's going to happen, Russell.
You know what, bro? That wouldn't surprise me one fucking bit. It would not. You know, I don't know. I really don't see this next election happening at this point.
No.
I hope I hope I'm wrong, but I really don't see it.
Yeah, I'm seeing it too. I don't think there's going to be an election. I really don't. If there is, I'll be surprised. You know?
Well, I tell you what, Russell. I tell you what. If we around in 2028, let's you and me throw our names in the ballot. Let's throw our hat in the ring. Can we do anything? Can we do any worse? Can we do any worse?
We'll be close to our 80s by then.
Well, that's how old fucking Biden and Trump are.
Right.
Hey, I bet you if either one of us got elected president, we would not go down in history as the first president, You know, we would not go down in history as one of the presidents that fell up a flight of fucking stairs.
Right, right. I don't know, guys. You want to do a show tomorrow? That time.
Well, I don't know. I might be on the road. I'll have to check with my e-log and whatever.
Just let's see what Dave Pirelli's out tomorrow and just hit us up like lunch or something like that. We'll make a call.
Yeah, and
if not, we'll be back here on Thursday. Reed, I appreciate you coming on and enjoy talking to you in the chat room and everything. One of our big fans here. He's always keeping his company. And I tell you what, man, I don't know. I think I'm going to have to buy some more popcorn.
All right. Well, hey, I got an early day, ladies and gentlemen.
Me too.
Virgil, Joseph, love you guys out there in the audience. And sorry I get pissed. Hey, bro, I was really pissed at y'all. Just that stupid people that surround us. But anyway, love
right.
all y'all. Good night. It's Gunny out.
All right. Hello. Good night, Chesty, wherever you are. We could sure use you now.
Right. Good night, everyone. We love you. We'll see you tomorrow, Thursday night. Virgil, you be careful out there on the road and call me if you need me, okay?
All righty.